Today is a big day here on the Snippets, and I'm feeling kind of emotional about it. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious 40-plus Women, empowering you to quit drinking with clarity, build deep self-trust, and lead a powerful life in business, career, health, and beyond. I'm Becca Jacobson, and it is snippet time. Why is today special? Why? What's so special about today? Well, love, this is the last of our daily snippets. Not the end of the podcast, not the end of our connection, but the end of a chapter that's meant the world to me. For over 2.5 years, nearly 500 episodes, I've shown up in your ears 5 days a week. And if you're one of the women who's made this part of your morning, your drive, your walk, your ritual, I want you to hear this. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for letting me in, for walking this path with me. But here's what I know about healing, sobriety, growth. Evolution asks us to change the rhythm so we can match the frequency of who we're becoming. And both you and I, we're becoming more. We're stepping into new seasons. So the podcast will come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, plus a Saturday sanctuary for those in their first year of sobriety. This shift isn't about doing less. It's about making every episode mean more. So if you've been a daily listener, I want to invite you to stay close. Set your reminders. Make the new rhythm part of your new rise. Because this next season, it's going to be deeper, richer, more powerful than anything we've created together so far. And now let's get on with today's snippet, which is a really exciting one. All right. Let's get on with today's snippet, which is a very what's the word I'm looking for? You know what? I can think of a lot of words. Let's start with an irritated snippet. No, a frustrated snippet. A restless snippet. A frantic snippet. A bored snippet. Are these words by any chance that you experience when you're trying not to drink? Do you feel restless, irritated, bored, all at the same time, angry? Maybe you start running around the house, cleaning things in a frantic attempt to keep yourself occupied, or run out to the garden, grab the dog and go for a walk, come back still restless. How can we be restless and bored at the same time and feel a sense of, I don't want to do anything, and yet I need to do something? This very weird internal restlessness that I felt every time I tried not to drink. Not right away. It's not like the minute you don't have a drink, but it comes. And it doesn't last all day and it's not every day, but this is the moment, gals. This moment where you realize, I don't want to do anything and yet I have to do something. And everything you think of to do is like, I don't want to do that. So here's an example. I knew that I had to keep myself busy. And so I sat down when I was in the right frame of mind and I made a list of all the things I could do when I'm feeling this feeling of restlessness, of anything. Because without the alcohol in early sobriety, you get this feeling of like, what can I do with myself? So I made a list, a nice long list of things I could do. And it had everything on there from certain different types of exercise, different types of journaling, watch a movie, talk to a friend, clean the bathroom, all of it, go outside and wash the car, just this long list of anything I could think of that I could do. And so that when I was feeling this irritability inside, it's this internal feeling. I'm sure you know what I mean. It's kind of hard to describe where you're just antsy inside and you think, I got to do something. And yet you can't think of anything. So I had this list, stuck it on the fridge. There it was. And here's what happens. That feeling comes. You go to the list. You go through every item on the list. No, not happening. Not going to do that. Not interested in that. I'd rather be dead than do that. No. Are you kidding? What is she kidding me? No. You get to the bottom of the list and you realize there is nothing you want to do except sit down and have a drink. Oh my God. Have you been there? If you haven't, you will. So what do we do? Gals, this is a moment in time and an important one. When this moment comes, the first thing I want you to do, there are three things, three steps to this. The first thing I want you to do is recognize that it's just this. You now heard it from me. You see, when this happened to me, I thought nobody ever felt like this. Nobody has a clue what I'm feeling right now. Nobody else has ever felt this way because who can you talk to? We go back to that. I was all alone and, you know, my husband would watch me pacing. There I am pacing the house from one window over through the house to the back window, over to that window, go over there and sit down and get up and walk to the next room and go back pacing around like a lunatic and trying not to be a bitch to him. Good luck for that, right? And he's like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong, right? You can't even speak the words. So I thought, number one, that I was all alone. But more importantly, and this is the first thing we need to do, recognize that, first of all, you're not the only one. And number two, that it will pass. And so that's all number one. Just recognizing, all right, all right, all right. Others have felt this way. And I just need to know that it's going to pass. I'm not alone. This will pass. That's step number one. Just write, instead of writing a list of things you can do, just write a big fat poster that says, I'm not alone and this will pass. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, stop resisting it. Stop trying to fix it. Just go, okay, I feel like murdering someone. I got nothing I can do to take away this feeling in this moment. Fine. Let me sit down and die of restlessness. Let me sit down and die of irritability. Go ahead, bring it on, kill me with it. I surrender to this horrible feeling. Stop resisting it. Stop trying to fix it. Just be with it. Go, okay, fine. The only caveat on this part of it in number two, step number two, is don't bring anybody else into your personal hell. If you do have a partner in the house, get out of the house, go away, go into your own bedroom, go to your sacred space and close the door. Get away, because you don't need to drag somebody else into this. There's nothing they can do anyway. So just allow it. Just go, okay, fine, fine. I surrender to this horrible feeling. I'm not even going to try and find anything to do to make myself feel better. So number one, recognize you're not alone and it will pass. Number two, stop resisting it. Just allow it. Just allow. And number three, you ready for number three? You're going to love number three. Do you know what it is? After you do one and two, notice how you're feeling. Gals, by the time you do one and two and stop to notice how you're feeling, guess what you're going to find? It's already passing. You're going to look around and go, oh, okay, actually, I could probably go cook dinner now. I'm feeling a little better. Notice I didn't even ask you to take a deep breath through any of this. None of that. I didn't say go journal. I didn't say go connect. I didn't say take a deep breath. Because when we feel like this, we're really in the depths of this feeling that has no name. Sure, we can take a deep breath. It's on the list. Sure, we can go do a million different things. They're all on the list, but we don't want to. I'm talking about that feeling where you're like, I don't want to do all that shit, Becca. Do you understand? I don't care about any of that stuff that you've been telling me to do. I'm frustrated. I'm irritated. And the only thing that's going to take it away is a drink. That's the feeling I'm talking about. Number one, remember what's number one? Write it down. Number one is actually two parts. Number one is A, you're not the only one that's ever felt that way. And B, it's going to pass. Just recognize that this is past. It's just a thing. It's going to pass. Number two, allow it. Stop resisting it. Just go, okay, this is how it is. Whatever, dude. I'm not going to die. Or invite death. I now invite death by irritability and see what happens. And number three, notice how you're feeling now. If you're still feeling the same, fine, sit there and be with it. It will pass away, especially, here's the key to this. It's going to pass away when you stop resisting it. It's going to pass away when you allow it to happen, when you stop resisting, when you stop trying to fix it, when you stop going to that list and saying, what can I do on this list to take away this horrible feeling? What can I do? What can I do? Stop. Don't do anything, because you don't want to anyway. We all know that. You're just like, I don't care about all that crap. I feel horrible. Okay, allow it. By the time you've done one and two, three is notice. You're going to notice that it is passing away, dear. It's passing away. And the reason it's passing away is you've stopped resisting it. You've stopped trying to fix it. And then get on with your life. Because these episodes really don't last that long when we don't resist them. Doesn't mean it won't be back. Could be back the very next day for all we know. Oh, well, here's another thing I want you to know. They do stop coming quite quickly when we stop resisting them. It's not like you're going to feel like this a month into sobriety. You're not. You're just not. It could last a few weeks. I don't know. Everybody's different. Oh, well, whatever you're allowing, right? But they will pass. You'll forget you ever felt that way. I haven't felt like that in so long, but I believe me, I remember it like it was yesterday. It's my job to remember. It's my job. It's very important to me to remember how you feel. At 7 years of sobriety, it's very important to me to remember how you feel in early sobriety. Because, you know, it's funny, one of the things that really irritated me, well, first of all, everything irritated me in early sobriety. I was just irritable. But anyways, one of the many things was they sent me off to the 12-step meetings and I walk in the door and some woman would introduce herself and say, hi, I'm so-and-so and I've been sober 37 years. I just want to smack her in the face. Why are you here, for starters? And second of all, you have no idea how I feel. Or 20 years, or even 15, but right? It's just like, how can you even have a clue how I feel? You haven't had a drink in 30 years. Well, what are you talking about? And why are you still here? That was my opinion at the time. Sorry, just my opinion, but what can I say? Actually, I'm not apologizing. That is my opinion. Anyway, that was a bit of a sidetrack, but it's very important to me to remember how you feel and that I can remember it like it was yesterday. But you need to know that it'll just pass away. It will, it will, it will. And so I hope you may have gotten a giggle out of this, and maybe you can even add that as part of the step two. When you're allowing it and surrendering to it, maybe you can even laugh at it and go, all right, buddy, I got ya. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to frustrate me into a drink. Fine, go ahead. I'm here. Go ahead. Ain't gonna have a drink. Just bring it on. So, dears, there you have it. Three steps to murdering irritability. It'll work. Trust me. Give it a whirl. Give it a whirl. There it is. That's the end of your last snippet in June. The next snippet to come to you is going to be Wednesday, the 2nd of July. And I'm so excited to deliver it because I have for you a beautiful, beautiful golden nugget. And it's just, it really is very beautiful. And I've had so much fun creating it for you. I'm going to give it to you, delivered to you on a golden platter from my heart to yours on Wednesday morning. What that also means is if you're interested in getting my sober living letters, this is an email. It's delivered by email that I deliver on Mondays, and it takes you a little deeper into specific episodes from the snippets. And once I have your email and I'm delivering stuff to you, it's also an opportunity to get invitations to free events, my guides. It's a deeper connection to me. So if I don't have your email yet, now is a really good time to give it to me, because starting on Wednesday, the 1st of July, I'm actually not going to be making that offer to you anymore. You're not going to hear me saying, sign up for my letters. You can still get them through my website, beccajacobson.com, and other ways. And I'll be talking about that. But just for a direct link to my sober living letters, today's a really good day to do that, gals. Go to the show notes, tap the link, and grab your sober living letters. See you on Wednesday. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.